Zoo Boy and the Jewel Thieves. Written and read by Sophie Thompson. 6 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Why mean? Let's call it generous time. A blue light wiped across Vince's closed eyes and blap! He was awake. What was that? Vince wondered, padding to the window. It was a police car parked at number 19 right next door, where Mrs. Futelkranach lived. Mrs. Futelkranach was a rather unapproachable smarty-pants lady who apparently had inherited a lot of money from a relative who sold heaters that wouldn't melt igloos to Eskimos. She wore a different hat daily, and she also had a plethora of jewels, but she never wore them because they were far too precious. Just seemed plain silly to Gran. I mean, what is the point of that? Gran's jewels are only pretend, but she wears them all the time. She says, very wisely, I think, that she doesn't need the excuse of a special occasion, because every day is a special occasion. Just as Vince was wondering what had happened, Jerry, the local copper, emerged from Mrs. Futelkranach's elaborate front door. "Don't you worry, Mrs. F. We'll get your precious jewels returned in no time. I feel sure of it."
"I will pay a substantial reward, all the Swiss roll they can eat," Mrs. Futelkranach exclaimed, spluttering like a tap with a wonky washer.
Well, there was an offer. Vince had always quite fancied being a super sleuth, and he had always been particularly partial to a bit of Swiss roll. So he got his diary, called Derek, off the shelf and started a new entry. "Dear Derek, there has been a robbery. Would you believe it? Right next door to our house. I have decided I must crack the case, and I will be employing some of my friends at the zoo to help me. I hope you can be my investigation notebook. All super sleuths must take notes while looking very serious and scratching their heads. I'm going to do all of these things. Let's go." Vince got dressed and put Derek into his pocket, along with a pencil and a small magnifying glass that had come in his stamp collection kit. All super sleuths magnified things. It was a well-known fact. Then, feeling very important and curiously clever, he strode off with an expression of fantastic determination on his face. Once he got to the bottom of the garden, he let himself into the zoo with the secret zookeeper's song. Horace the badger greeted him at the other side of the gate. In case you were wondering, Horace is wild but chooses to live at the zoo. This is because secretly he's rather fond of all the animals.
"I smelt you approaching," Horace proffered.
"Charming," said Vince.
"Don't worry, you're extremely fragrant. I'm just a champ at smelling," retorted Horace rather haughtily, adding, "You look very pinky and perky for this time in the morning. What's occurring?"
"There's been a jewel robbery next door at Mrs. Futelkranach's."
"You're not serious," said Horace.
"Yes, the police were there just now, but I want to solve the crime because Mrs. Futelkranach is offering Swiss roll as a reward.